Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Jesus answered, "Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." John 4:3-5. The disciples inquired as to the reason for the blindness of this man whom they met. He had been blind from birth. In their question to Jesus, "Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus explained that blame could be made to neither. Physical misfortunes are a part of the world, and often they are without any explanation. But the blind man's encounter with Jesus would change his life. May I suggest that your encounter and my encounter with Jesus will change our life? Jesus sent him to the pool of Siloam to wash away the clay that Jesus had placed upon his eyes. In this act of obedient faith, his sight was given to him, and the work of God was manifested. Obedience to the word of Christ will change your life and my life. We must listen to the word of Christ. We must search out his word in the scriptures and do as the scriptures instruct us. Jesus instructed his hearers, "Search the scriptures, for in them ye think that ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." John 5:39. We, like Jesus, must realize that the opportunity for us to make ready is fleeting. Jesus understood that there was an appointed time upon the earth for him to fulfill the will of God and to perform the work that the Father had sent him to do. We likewise have but a short time to do the work of God. Time continues to flee from us. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. 1 Peter 1:24. Jesus, by his presence, would provide the direction for us to do the work of the Father. He is the light that we must follow. The light of Christ will prevent us from stumbling and falling short. He is the light that lights our soul and inspires us to walk in the path that he has set. We behold his devotion to the work of the Father, and thus we seek that same devotion that we might glorify the Father with the time that we have been given. Let us understand that today is time and the opportunity that we have. Son, go work today in my vineyard. Matthew 21:28. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.